we'll just be taking up the issues of our proposed budget and also for our leaders of our coming year. We tried to get as close as we could on everything we did, but we'll just be discussing these two next week, or either next Sunday be our first Sunday in our church year. We'll be able to start off maybe running, I hope. So this time, let's go to the Lord in prayer as I call the church as a special conference tonight, a call conference for these two items. Father, again, we want to thank you, Lord. As Brother Orville sung that song, Lord, we just can't do anything without you. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are in our midst. And Father, that you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And that means that you live within us. And we thank you, Lord, so much, O God, for the blessing of this day. And Father, for the blessing of this church, and as we go into your business meeting, Father, it's your money, it's not our money, it's your business, it's not our business. We just hope, Lord, that everything we do might bring glory to your name, Father. So we just ask, Lord, that as we go into this business meeting, O God, that you might lead and guide us, direct us this another year, O God, that you have in the past. Father, we know that we can't do it without you. So, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the leadership and the guidance that you guide us. Father, we just pray that we all, Lord, will be able to recognize, Father, that your leadership, Lord, that we need in our life, in our church, in our family, our home, Lord God, and also in our nation. So we just want to thank you for the past blessing that you have blessed Pleasant Hill throughout these years, God, that you've been with us in this church, your God. And Father, it's in your mind and your heart, Lord, that you set this church aside, Lord, that for many years throughout the days, oh God, that we know that people have been saved, Lord, here at this church. And Father, also went on to be with you, God. So we want to thank you, Lord, for this great privilege that we still have. And Father, this is your church. It do not belong to us. It belongs to you. But we just want to ask you, Lord, that you might help us continuously, Lord, that we have a better year this year than we have ever had before, for your name and your glory's sake. For all these blessings we ask in your holy and precious name. Amen. As call conference is now in order, if you have your names to start with, your church leaders, does everybody have your names? We going as close as we can with these names. We left one off. That's Brother Orville had to have a helper, and Brother Ray said he would be glad to jump in there and do it. So we just write Brother Ray down there as Orville's assistant. Is any other names on there we left out? Y'all help us if you can. Right, yeah. Yeah, she talked to me, you know, about many years she'd been here, but she just felt like she was led to go to be with her mother. And, you know, that's our obligation to take care of our mothers and fathers. So I think it's good that she did to go take care of her mother. What days we have left, you know, none of us don't have a lot of days left, so we certainly need to take care of our family. So she's going to take care of her mother. So, and I know she still loves this church. Anybody names that we leave out? If anybody can help us, that we need to add. Y'all know of anybody that don't have a job want one? We need all the help we can get. 40 years out.
Don't
have that many ladies out there, so yeah, from time to time, if y'all, we keep mentioning that, if anybody like to go out, ladies like to go out and help them cook or whatever, for Wednesday, they'd be glad to have your help, I know, be glad to have your help. And we'll keep mentioning that, Cindy, on throughout the year, you know, throughout our teen kids. If no any other discussion on our leaders, no discussion. Everybody has said it as a church, but nobody's having a discussion about it. Okay, you have your bulletin, budget proposal. We basically everything stayed about the same as we start off last year, the first quarter anyway. We didn't add anything to our Annie Armstrong, Lottie Moon, Magnolia House, Mary Street Mission, Mesco Fund, Southeastern Cancer Fund, Gideon's, but we're going to wait, and every quarter we'll have a meeting like we did last year till we have more money in our checking account to see where we're going with. Our checking account is down to 22,000, which we like to leave at least 20, so we're down about $2,000 before we go into our emergency fund, which $20,000, we keep $20,000. That's our emergency fund, you know, because it don't take but a couple of bad air conditioning going bad to eat up $10,000 or $15,000 right easy. So we can keep it above $20,000, we're doing good. But last of the year, like it is always, these bills come and due. So as we move forward, we'll hopefully have a better year this year than we did last year. Next quarter, we'll be talking more about this, but our payoff on our church, Miss Suzanne hadn't got the regular amount yet because she still got to pay some off between now and next Wednesday, going to send it to the bank. But it's going to be around $19,000 is all we owe on our church after she gets through paying what she's going to pay between now and next Wednesday. And that could be a little more than that, between $19,000 and $20,000, which is extremely, extremely well, the payoff on our new church. So we've been doing real, real well. And one of the reasons we didn't go any further on our mission work down here is, you know, there's a lot of people been sick, and a lot of people has, you know, lost their job and income like it is. So like I say, we're down, but we're hoping, you know, as we go a little bit further along, that even we get our church paid off, we hope in a few more months that we'll be able to be freed up to do a little bit more than what we're doing. The total budget was $120,000 last year, $840,000, and Miss Suzanne couldn't hardly believe it. We added and subtracted all down through where we could add some and take away some, and it come out the same thing. She said, I don't know how in the world it done that, but it did. But that's amazing. We also added $400 a month for a pianist if and when we might be able to find one. Don't have to be that much, but we added that $400 just in case that we do find one. We have to go to $100 a week to find a pianist. We'll already have it approved by the budget, unless somebody wants to come and do it for nothing like Miss Dorothy did. But we just did put that in there. So if we do have to do find one, we'll already know what we set aside that we may be able to afford to pay them. Their gas and their expense, I know $100 a month is not much. But everything else other than our lights and everything is pretty close to the same. We have any discussion on any area of this? We're just going to do it all at one time if you don't have no discussion. Anybody have any discussion on this anywhere up or down the list? Very little change was made from what it was last year at the first quarter. We've done a lot in mission work. In fact, last year we probably had the most money gift to missions we had in several years, but we just didn't do it the first quarter. Yeah. No, we better not. Well, I don't know if we need to bring that up now or not. I think we need to wait until next week in our general conference because they're gonna be more discussion on that than you realize. When you open up, yeah, let's do it next week because you open up something new. They're gonna be more discussion about that because once you do it for one, then we got 400 members, you know, and all of them not active, but they're still members until we do something about that. So we'll discuss that next week because there'll be some more discussion. I'm satisfied about that. Whatever the church wants to do, but we have to approve some. Then we'll approve it next week. And I'm hoping, like I said, we ever get this $19,000 paid off, it'll be great. Anything else containing to what we have right now before us, the budget, as far as we know, as far as we can go this time? Anybody have any discussion? If not, then accepted by the church, or no discussion is on it. Do I hear a motion that this call conference is closed? Anybody second? Okay. All in favor by saying amen? Those two items are took care of. We'll go a little bit further, a little bit deeper next Wednesday night, and maybe we won't have all this to go over with. They'll help us out some for next Wednesday night at our general conference. Okay, if you have your bulletins, we'll go over something that's very important now, and that's our prayer list. That's our prayer list. All right. I don't know. Pam Carter had some procedures done. I wonder how she's doing. Tracy, you heard how Pam's doing with her, all the tests she went through and everything? And she still got to go back for some more? Okay, we'll remember her. Yvonne and Marshall Dixon. Marshall had surgery this week on his back. Some cancer removed. You doing good, Marshall? Okay. All right. Did y'all get a rain today? Who got a rain today? Thank you, Lord, for every drop. Amen. We got about a half inch. Hey. 2 inches. Y'all must be paying the preacher pretty good. 2 inches. I didn't know anybody got that much. Amen. Y'all needed it, I can tell you that. Everybody got a shower, needed a shower. I could tell you that. Everybody, no matter where it was at, if they got some rain, they certainly needed it. And we thank you, Lord, for replenishing your earth. We appreciate that rain. How's Frances Roundtree? She about like she was? Amen. Miss Laura Walker, when you got to go the September this 22nd? You still on hold? You still holding on to Darrell? Okay, we got you on the prayer list. Marvin Walker was doing pretty good. He was with us Sunday. I said they said to take him off, so we'll take him off. Junior Dennison is in Jessup Hospital in room 418. Clayton, he said they removed him room 405. Anybody wants to go? If you don't, you stop by the desk and find out for sure. But I saw him yesterday, and I think Jimmy Brown, you saw him yesterday or today? Today? Well, just stop. It don't matter. That's not important. Anyway, they were still treating him for pancreatitis, and they didn't really finish up his treatment last time, I understand, and they laid him out maybe too early, and he's back in there again with it, and I think that's mostly what they're treating him for, as far as he knows. Yeah, but he was still mighty weak. Yeah, I know, he's been to every doctor on this side of the world just about it. But we'll keep him on, put him on our prayer list, and we'll keep him on our prayer list. Let's see, who's? Suzanne, you got that, though. We'll take Marvin off and put Junior Dennison on. Do we have any more in our church family to be added to our prayer list? In our church family? just remember our, I didn't mention, but remember our senior adults that can't be with us, and even some of them that can be with us, still remember we got a lot of our senior adults that are sickly. Anybody else? Nobody else? Anybody got any unspoken request? Anybody? Amen. Okay, if nothing else for our church family, we have so many on our extended church family. We have in our prayer box, and so many has got cancer. I'm telling you, so many got cancer. Johnny and Bobby, I didn't mention him with his treatments. That's a blessing. I hear you. Hey, that's good. And him taking treatments and doing that hard work, it's a blessing that he's. Okay, an extended family. We also got David Crawlerby, too. How's he doing? Got cancer of the liver and his, maybe of his bladder, and they just had colon cancer. He just had a surgery on that. Oh, I'm sure he is. It's amazing though. He's just got a hospital and he still tries to work with all that wrong with him, you know. Oh, man, I tell you, you don't know. I tell you, I can just say thank you, Lord, for the blessings on me. Can you say thank you, Lord, tonight for the blessings on you? Oh, Lordy, I'm telling you, I see somebody like him, you know, with cancer walking around, you know, and trying to work and don't have any income and, you know. Yeah. They put Rudolph in the hospital last Sunday for blood clots in his right arm. And I think the day they were supposed to put that port in for his treatment. Did they do it? I didn't know if he's going to wait and see how he felt before he was going to do it. But he's in Waycross and they're treating him for that blood clot in his right arm. But he was better. Let's see what day, I think it was day, I don't know what day I went up there. Anyway, he was better the day I went up there, but he still was still in bad shape. But just remember, Rudolph, we have him in our prayer box, so remember him. Is it Dylan Pegler? Miss May? Miss Pender? Oh, I didn't get it down right. 11 years old? Did I get that part right? Don't know what's wrong with him. His blood count's real bad, and you know, when your blood count's down, you're that young like that or whatever it is, you know, you think about leukemia. But we won't say that loud because nobody want to say it, but it's a great possibility, you know, with what they're treating him for. But we got his name down to put him in a prayer box, and it's very, very serious. Who? Did I tell y'all anybody else? Athletic director's son. Y'all know him? Ray, you said Timmy Lohman is taking a strong chemo now. So we got him in prayer box. Remember Timmy Lohman. Diane Johnson was about next door to Rudolph, and she was mighty, mighty weak the first of the week. I don't know what day I was up there, but she was mighty, mighty weak. That's Diane Johnson. And also her husband, Junior, of course, he is up there too, but he said he was doing good, but he has had a wheelchair there, but he was doing good. But he didn't look that good to me, but you know, he's better than he was, but she's mighty weak, and I think she told some of them she's tired of fighting. She'd been fighting that cancer battle for a long time, but just certainly won't remember Diane Johnson. Who? Gary Roundtree's in Waycross at, he come home? He didn't ever go? He did go to that, okay. All right, we thought we were still over there at that hospice house. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Stevie. We didn't know that. But he still needs our prayer. He's still in bad shape. There ain't nobody staying with him, as you know of, Stevie. He ain't got nobody to stay with him. But I know that he's on a feeding tube, and I know he's in bad shape. That reminds me of feeding tube. Betty Smith's husband, Philip Smith, he's on a feeding tube too at home. He's been on a feeding tube for a couple of months, I guess, now. But he's at least he's able to walk around, but he's on a feeding tube. Russell Thornton Calvin, your son-in-law, is going to have for cancer surgery the 27th. Remember him, prostate cancer. Boy, ain't there a lot of surgery for cancer around. That's a lot of people. Anybody got any more updates on those? We got so many in the prayer box. Anybody got any more updates? Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, more. Mark. He's losing weight. We certainly want to put him in our prayer box. I know if it was in my body and I'd already been operated on with cancer, the first thing and anything happens to you, you think, well, you be an operation, you think, well, if I got cancer, you know, anything out of the ordinary happens to you nowadays, you think maybe you got a hurt or something unusual. The first thing you think of, because there's so much of it going around, you know, you think of cancer, but we just want to pray it's not. We got some unspoken requests in that family too, Brother Darrell. Anyone else? There's still a lot of people that's with cancer and other serious disease. How you doing, Sammy? Always want to uplift. I ask Sammy how he's doing. If you ever tell me he's sick, I'm in bad shape. Thank you, Sammy. Sammy knows we all can look around us and they don't have to look very far and you'll find somebody in a whole lot worse shape than what you're in. Yes, sir, just visit the hospital a little bit, I'll tell you. And some people's names on here, okay. Anyone else that we missed? Jimmy, do you have any new ones that we had a prayer room? You don't have a new one, do you? Okay. Jimmy keeps up with these for us. I appreciate the ones he's put in the prayer box. He keeps up with these names for us as we have our men's prayer wheel Sunday and the ladies' prayer wheel Sunday. We appreciate it. We got a room full of men. We appreciate it, men. Don't quit coming. Don't keep praying. Yeah, our room's smaller than the ladies. Yeah, ladies, y'all room full? I bet y'all room's not as full as our room. Hey, we appreciate that. We appreciate the prayers. We have our prayer wheel, but also the names we have. I hope you carry them home with you. And thank you, Lord, that you remember these names and we're concerned about people. And you know, people brings these names to us and they say, put us on your prayer list because they believe in prayer. And you know, they might not even come to church. They might not even know the Lord, but they ask you to pray for them. You know, you don't have to be saved for God to answer prayers. He answers prayers and lost people too. Do y'all know that? Not for the lost people praying, but for saved people praying. And then he answers prayers in lost people's lives. I wonder how many prayers was answered for me whenever I was lost and people was praying for me. And how about you? I know one prayer was asked, prayed for me many time with different people, and that I'd come to know the Lord, and one prayer was answered that I did. How about you? How many prayers you ever prayed for you whenever you was lost? So thank you, Lord, for prayer and for answered prayer and for a pleasant hill, I tell you, for a praying church. We just thank you so much for each and every one of you and what y'all have done in the past and what you're willing to do for the Lord, and just let the Lord use you in so many ways. And we need so much help. There's so much to do. And every one of us have a special gift of God. And as we come out here, we share it with one another. And it's great. I tell you, the Lord has really blessed us. And we have a lot of talent here at Pleasant Hill. And I know we have gifts. Everybody that's saved have a gift that God has given them. Some have a whole lot more than others, but you're willing to share that gift. And encourage someone to be with us. We have a lot of people that's dropped off and got cold and indifferent. But just go and share the love with them and try to invite them back and do it, encourage them. Because this old world will get you down, will it not? This world will get you down. It'll discourage you, and old Satan right there, and it'll discourage you. Give a lifting hand to someone. And if anybody's ever sick, you just give them Sammy Kaysen's name and tell them to call Sammy. And he'll lift them up. Amen. Anyone else or anything else? Full good Lord in prayer. We special thanks for Brother Vernon and Miss Violet, the age they are, and having come so far and make so much effort to get here, and the rest of our senior adults on Wednesday night, Sunday, but special for having loaded up that chair and get it over here and get it back home and everything. We appreciate you, Brother Vernon. We'd like to ask you this time, if you would, if you felt like it, would you lead us in prayer? We would ask you this time. Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Brother Vernon. That was great. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer Wednesday night. All right. We're going to talk about faith and prayer a little while. I know I'm not going to have time to get very far along the way tonight. You might want to jot these down, and we might finish them up a little bit next Wednesday night. I don't know. Get through at our conference, but I'm kind of stuck on these golden bricks, and tonight I'm just talking about these golden bricks of faith. And these things that I wrote down as I begin to think about them, and I know I won't have time to get into all of them, but to start with, faith determines what God can do in my life and in your life. God died on the cross of Calvary. And you just think and wonder how much he would really like to do in my life and your life. And faith, to start with, he wants to save us. And we know that verse of scriptures in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, you can't get saved until you hear. I mean, you hear. And that's salvation. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God gives you this faith. But not only that, I often read that verse of scripture, but I stopped there whenever faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God, associated that with just salvation. But you see, no matter how long that you live on this earth, from the time that you say to the time that you leave here, that verse of scripture keeps going on with you, because God keeps adding to us all the time. And it's all by faith. And you and I, as we use these golden bricks to build our faith on, God has a house, and his house is not this building here that we worship in, but it's in you and I. You know, David wanted to build God a house, a permanent house. He had a tabernacle that they moved through the wilderness, that God presented himself in the tabernacle in the holies of holies. But David wanted him to have a temple, a permanent dwelling place. So he gathered all the materials to build this house. But, you know, God says, you're a worn man, and you can't build me a house because you have shed blood. So he allowed his son Solomon to build his house. But we know that that was just an illustration where he met with mankind. The New Testament, the spiritual house, we see that God says for us to build, as he gave us the material, as he did David, to build this house. And this house is you and I. And we never quit building on this house. And the material, it starts off with faith. That is the building blocks of this life that God give us. Do you realize and understand how much beautiful this life is right now to you, as those of us when we first got saved? When we first got saved, we didn't realize and see all the beauty. And we really won't really understand it all till we get to heaven. But the beauty of salvation, it keeps unfolding, it keeps unfolding, it keeps unfolding, it keeps growing and growing. And we just keep understanding more and more about the great value of this house that God has given us. We know today the price of gasoline and how valuable the gas is to us, to our daily life today. It's a very valuable product. But what gas is to a car is as valuable as it is nowadays. We have to have it to survive on just about it. But what gas is to the car and to our life every day is what faith is to our Christian life. And it is very, very valuable, and we have to have it every day also. And faith comes through God. We need to renew our understanding and our commitment to be the people of faith. When we pray, as we just call out these names and believing that sometimes we don't know what to ask for. You ever catch yourself and somebody wants you to pray for them and they're sick or whatever? You don't know what. I know I put myself in that position so many times, and I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what to pray for in that person's life. I mean, they might be sick, maybe some other difficulties they have in their life, and I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what would be the best for them. But you see, we got the Holy Spirit of God, you know, it makes intercession for us. And we just pray that, you know, the Lord's will be done and his name might be glorified in that situation, and it'll come out perfect every time. But we need to be the people of faith. And God, you know, died to give us this faith that we might have and trust in him. And he's going to do all this that he's going to do for us on the basics of our faith. You just think that God was willing to send his son to die on the cross of Calvary, that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. And if he was willing to do that for your salvation, how much more is he willing to give us on the basics of our faith? Are you a blessed person tonight? You are a blessed person tonight, every one of us. How much more do you think you could be blessed, and how much more do you think God wants to bless you than what he's blessing you right now? Oh, it'd be so great, we would not be able to understand how much more God would want to bless us and intends to bless us. And all that is the basics of our faith. Where can I get faith? One place, and that's biblical faith, and that's from the Word of God. That's where we get our faith from the Word of God, if it's biblical faith. Faith come by hearing, and what? Hearing by the Word of God. Now listen, God must speak before you can have faith. Y'all understand that? If you don't understand anything else tonight, God must speak before that you can have faith. Biblical faith that I'm talking about. God has to speak. Faith is just not positive thinking. Of course, it's good to have positive thinking. And you say, I'm going to believe something, do not make it so. What makes it so? Because God has already said. You've ever heard that God said it, I believe it, and that settles it? God said it, and whether you believe it or not, or I believe it or not, it's already settled. It makes no difference whether you believe it or not. When God said it, it's finished. That settles it. And God has to speak. You believe it because it's already so. And you see, whenever God said, I'll save you, in His Word of God, He said, if you'll ask me, He said, I'll save you. Did God save you? You believed it because it was already so. God said it. That was your faith, and He gave you that faith. And faith is acting on the Word of God. The key to all that God can do for us and in us, all that is based on the hinges of that key called faith. Faith come by hearing. Jesus says, those that has an ear, let them hear. Those have eyes, sometimes He said, you know, they can't see. So I wrote a verse of scripture down, and contained that in Matthew chapter 13, 15 and 16. It said, for this people's heart is waxed cross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. You know, we thank the Lord for that so many times, you know, that people come even into church and they hear with their physical ears, but they don't hear with their understanding of their spiritual ears. And the same words are said to everybody. And, you know, Jesus said, He was talking to the seven churches in Asia Minor in Revelation. He said, he that has an ear, let him hear. Let him understand that. Hear. So hear what God has to say in His Word. It's very, very important. These six bricks of faith is built on what God can do for us. The first one there, faith determines what God can do in your life. Now, God, do you believe that God wants to do something great in every one of our lives? God wants to do something through us. Matthew 9, 27 through 31, to start with, is what He done in somebody's life. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, you might have time to go home and read these and try to find the answer to these faith that God's talking about. And it says there in verse 27, and when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed Him, crying, saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and said, Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? They said unto Him, yes, Lord. These two blind men, they come to Jesus Christ because, to start with, they believed in His person. Now, faith tells us that, you know what, that we believe in Jesus Christ as a person. He is the third in the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He is God Himself, the Son of David. Now, the Son of David, it said in a verse of Scriptures, you may not really understand that, but that's really confessing who Jesus is. The Son of David is a term there of the Messiah. When they said the Son of David, they were saying the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is the Messiah, the one that's come. You know, God told David, you know, that He's going to raise up, in Isaiah, He's going to raise up a king who sat on His throne, and His government nor His rule would never end. So these blind men, when they said, you know, thy Son of David, you know what they was doing, they were saying, you know, they couldn't see with their physical eyes, but they could see with their spiritual eyes, and they believed that He was the Son of God, the Messiah that was supposed to come, the Son of David. Not a son, because David had many sons. Well, a son, he didn't say a son, but the sons. You see, that makes a difference in that. The Son of David. Matthew 9 and 28 that I read. And when He was come to the house, the blind men came to Him. Jesus said unto them, now as He says to us many times in our life, some things we have problems in our life, believe ye that I'm able to do this? You know, you carry that home with you tonight, because you see, just about everybody stuck up their hand for unspoken request. Do you believe He'll do it? Do you believe it? They said, yes, Lord, we believe it now. You see, that hinges on faith. Even that unspoken request, no matter what it is. I don't know what it is for every one of y'all. They said, do you believe it? We can do it. I can do it. Yes, Lord. You know, Jesus Christ is asking you, you believe I can do it? Yes, Lord. Now, in the Christian faith, there's two words that really you cannot rightly put together in our Christian faith, and that is no Lord. You can't put that together in the Christian faith. If you say no Lord, no to him, then he's not your Lord. You understand? He's not your Lord. He's Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all, is what he's saying. So you can't say no Lord in the Christian faith. You can't put those two words together, because you say no Lord, he's not your Lord. I'm Lord over all, or I'm not Lord at all. You know, and we use these as these words here tonight that sometimes the people say, and I know of my ignorance that I said, you know what, I didn't make Lord Jesus Christ Lord of my life for several years later after I was saved, but that's not correct. You don't make Jesus Lord. I was ignorant. I didn't know no better. I just heard people say that. I got saved, and 10 years later, you know, I didn't leave it. 10 years later, I made Jesus Lord of my life. No, you don't make Lord anything. God said, I've made him Lord. You don't make Jesus anything. Now, what I really should have said, I acknowledged him and yielded him as the Lord of my life. But I didn't make Jesus anything. I just yield to him. Do understand that I yield to him. He was already Lord. I didn't know that. God done that. God made him Lord. So he's Lord of all. And when they said, you know, that the Messiah, son of David, declares that he's Lord, they believe, you know, in his person, of who he was, his relationship to them. But also they believed in his power. You know, they believed in his power. Because, yes, Lord, we believe that you're able to do it. Now, that's his power. Now, as I use this for an illustration, didn't know I was going to, but let's talk about those unspoken requests. There's a lot of, maybe a sickness that you're going to be praying for your family. It's condition you don't know about. Maybe it's condition for, you know, work on a job. Maybe it's financial. Maybe what it might be that you're praying for. You got an unspoken request, and you say, but you believe, Lord, I can do it. And they said, yes, Lord, I believe you can do it. I believe that you can change the circumstances if you see fit to change the circumstances, or either you change me in the circumstances. And then as we see Matthew chapter 9, 20, 29, 30, and 31. Then touch he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes was opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knoweth it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all the country. You see, they just couldn't keep their mouth closed. They said, I'll hear you, but don't go tell nobody right now. But they had to do it anyway. I kind of believe God might have forgiven for that. But faith determined what God can do for you and through us, as I said. They had the faith. Yes, Lord, I believe. They believe in the person of Jesus Christ, and they believe in the power of Jesus Christ. By faith determined what God could do for those blind men, and he healed their eyes. You go home and you pray for your family. You go home and pray for the unspoken request. You go home and pray for somebody. Yea, Lord, I know that you can do it. Now, there's hundreds of promises. I don't know how many promises in the Bible. I don't know. They told me several times. I've never looked them all up. I got a book with all the promises in the Bible. I don't know how many they are. But these hundreds of promises in the Bible is for believers today. They're for us. There's so many of them. They're for us. The promises are doors in the Bible. And God has given you the key to open these doors. And these doors, all these promises, God says, I'll do this to you. You believe I can do it? You believe in the power of God? You believe in the power of Jesus Christ? Yes, Lord, I do. Well, he's given you the key to unlock these promises that God has promised you. And that key is faith. And that faith comes from God. And he unlocks these doors. You see, you didn't muster up this faith. When you come to accept Jesus Christ, you know you come by faith, but who gave you that faith? He said it's a gift of God. God gave you faith to believe. God gave you faith to believe that, you know, that God's going to do what he said he's going to do through his word. God gives you faith. You know, as Noah entered in the ark, there was one door. And God says, come into that ark. And the key was faith that you would just walk up that gangplank of that door and come in that ark. And he says, you'll be in my presence. You come into my ark. Come into the ark, Noah. And by faith, he walked in that ark. believing God was going to take care of him in that ark. That was a promise that he made with Noah. You see, the same thing he makes for us today. Jesus Christ died to give us life. Pleasant Hill, if we get where God wants us to be, where God could bless us more, I wonder where we'd be tonight. Where are you at tonight that God could even bless you even more? They believe that faith determines what God can do in their life. And they believe the person of Jesus Christ, he's the one to do it. They believe the power that he had. Jesus Christ said, I have all power in heaven and earth, did he not? Why we doubt and do without? Why do we doubt and do without? I doubt right now that I doubt right now I'm gonna finish all this sermon tonight. But as I studied this, faith can solve impossible problems. And you know, as I quit right here on that, I won't go too far in that right now, but faith can solve impossible problems. And I guess we're at a time in our church and different people that we have called out tonight, and there are so many sicknesses, and there's so many strange diseases and problems, physical problems that people's having today. Miss Laura, can I use her for example? Strange, that nerve in her throat and all, strange, hurts her all the time. There's so many strange things, and you go after doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor. Miss Yvonne is another one. There's other people that go, and there's just so many strange things. You know what? But mankind don't know what's wrong. They can't solve it. It's beyond mankind to solve the problem. And I want to go a little bit deeper so you can really understand this. We having problems in our country are so complex, there's no one party, no one man, no one person can solve the complex problem we're having in our country, in our world today, because we have denied God. We do not have the faith in God can do what he said he can do to our nation right now. And faith can solve impossible problems. And his faith is the only one that can do this. It's not mankind. And the reason that we have been a great nation, I don't know where I'm getting off on this from anyway, because of the faith that we had in Jesus Christ. We're going to have a great day of prayer, 9/11. And we're going to be talking about our nation and how that we might bring our nation back to God. But here's the key, faith. And the impossible problems that we got. What are they going to do with Social Security? What are they going to do with Medicare? What are they going to do with all these problems that we have today? They don't know what they're going to do with them. But you see, faith can solve impossible problems. If we would turn back to God and realize who God is, as these two blind men did, I'm going to tell you what, the problems could be turned around. They're not too big in our country that God can't handle them. And I want to tell you, in your life and my life, we think, oh, Lord, what are we going to do now? What am I going to do? They're not too big that God can't handle them. Seem like they get too big sometimes, but they're not. God can handle the problems. So read these tonight if you have them wrote down, and we'll probably be into them next Wednesday night too, because we'll go into our conference again. But just be praying for our church and praying for one another, and that we'll have the greatest year that we've ever had. I know our attendance is down. A lot of people are sick. We've had a lot of death the last couple of years, but we can still have the greatest church year we've ever had before. Anybody would like to say anything at this time? Any praise? Sir? And the majority of those intellectual people that we have up in Washington and all these intellectual people, they think a bunch of old Christian people are ignorant people and just don't know no better. Do y'all know that? They think we're ignorant and we don't know no better. And we got an answer to all the problem. His name is Jesus. Ain't that simple? They owe me $several million for that answer. That solved all the problems. Anyone else? Yeah. Thank you. Amen.
I believe there's nothing impossible with God.
That's right.
There's nothing.
Hey.
Like you said, if your faith is strong enough, there's nothing impossible with God. So I thank all y'all for accepting me and my wife into this church.
Amen. We appreciate having you, too. It takes a lot of people to keep it going. We appreciate everybody, what everybody's doing, a good job. If nothing else, we'll be standing and be dismissed at this time. Thank you all again for a good meeting on Wednesday night. I said invite somebody to be back with us if you can next week. We pray that you do. Brother Johnny, you mind giving us a benediction, please?